As we script our way into your life, this is the Thursday Good Day program. Imagine already we are into Thursday. Jennifer Horn is here to help us work our way through the important stories of the day, the things that you want to hear discussed, want to know a little more about. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook.com/good. Say it again, Doug. I have the darndest time with Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right.
Or Twitter @Good Day Show. Why I do that? Because I want to do it fast and keep moving. And that's what I'm doing. I'm moving.
It's going really well.
Thank you very much. That's nice. Thank you. How about bans? B-A-N. Bans in the news. Okay, we want to ban plastic guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Want to ban Super Bowl ads, right?
Of course.
Want to ban the release of the Newtown 911 tapes.
Yep.
How's that all working for you? Well, the plastic gun ban seems to be something that still is in the works, although I'm not sure I completely understand what the House did the other day, other than a lot of people saying they did the right thing by renewing the ban on guns that will not trigger metal detectors. Why they feel like they had to renew it? Did it run out? Was that the deal? It was a sunsetted bill, which is, by the way, brings up a whole other thing. Every bill that gets passed ought to have sunset to it. Anyway, Kenny, what did you start to say?
Yeah, it was the plastic gun ban was set to expire, I think, at the end of the year.
Right, okay. So what's the Senate going to do to it? A lot of people who are politically motivated think that because the Senate is controlled by Democrats, they're going to try to throw in an additional ban for plastic guns. The plastic gun phenom starts with the 3D printer, and now these types of guns are being manufactured in various places, not only in our country but around the world. Should they be banned completely because they offer a threat that isn't recognized? Wasn't recognized certainly 25 years ago. Who thought anybody's going to make a plastic gun? You'd think, from the very definition of plastic, that the heat generated when the firing pin is released and the explosion of the gun pushes the bullet out, that it would melt the barrel, right? Wouldn't you think that?
You would think that.
Apparently, that's not the case for these. Or are they throwaway guns? Use them one time and they're done?
Well,
is that it?
You know, I don't know that, but I know that this was passed 25 years ago. This is a ban that's 25 years old. And what passed yesterday through the House was a 10-year extension of it. But mm-hmm. Chuck Schumer wants to continue this. He says the ban's better than nothing, but he wants to try to make a tougher bill. By next week, he wants to put something forth through the House so that they can try to make this even tougher. So
what he wants to do is make sure the critical parts of the gun be made of metal so that they can't be detached and they can be, when you put it through the X-ray machine at the airport, they can be detected. Or with the X-ray machine at the Capitol building, they can be connected. Or the X-ray machine wherever there's an X-ray machine. That's what
right.
he wants to do.
And you're right about 3D printers being the new thing that
Good
makes
Lord.
This especially important, because that's the loophole. That's where people can just print out anything that they want, made of whatever they want.
Please, somebody help me with that technology. How in the name
it's
of
so
heaven?
Crazy.
And by the way, they're cheap. You can buy one of these 3D printers now for less than $1,000.
I have to tell you, I went to, because the only time I've seen one, like up close
a
with my own
gun,
two
you've
eyes.
Seen one? I've never seen one. What do they look like?
Oh, well, this is what I'm going to tell you. So I'm at this, and this is weird. Hold on. Get ready to trip over the name I'm going to drop. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, Brit.
Jay Leno. Jay Leno's Garage, okay?
Yes, right.
Didn't meet Jay, though. Bummer. But, you walk through one side, you see all of his cars, then you walk into his shop. And they take you up to this big thing. They're like, oh, you're not going to believe your eyes.
You can go through, tourists can go through his garage?
No, you have to be invited.
Pardon me while you do drop that name. Yes, right, okay.
But they walk you up and they say, okay, you're not going to believe your eyes with this. It's a machine that's taller than I am. Now, I'm like 5'9 and a half, 5'10.
Yeah, very tall.
So it's probably about like 6 feet tall. And it looks like a vending machine. It looks like you'd put a couple of bucks in and you get a bag of potato chips. And that's really what it looks like in the front. Plastic, clear plastic in the front. And then it's got like a big mechanical arm in there and like a press.
Right.
And literally, they plug a computer in, they type in the specifications, and this thing drops enough plastic to create it up to specification exactly what they're looking for, because it's cheaper for them at Jay Leno's Garage to have this machine than to try to search over the world for little parts on all these different exotic cars.
I've got 100 pieces I have a lot of older farm equipment, whether it be balers,
well for you,
rake,
yeah.
mowing machine. And we have, because the stuff is so old, we have to make a lot of the parts. So yesterday, John, who's my mechanic on the farm, said he's redoing a feed mixer. Now, those of you who are on the dairy farms know what a feed mixer is. Put all the feed in and the components inside is an auger, and it mixes it up, and you feed it out, everything all mixed together. And anyway, so he's working on it, and he has to do some tin work to it, and there was a gear that was broken and a piece of a chain that needed another link and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I mean, we have so much old stuff around, we can find these bits and pieces here and there. But there is an occasion. Mm-hmm. We have some corn choppers that they don't make knives anymore for. So the corn chopper, when you can't, you know, we keep going around and buying old heads from these old corn choppers
right.
so that we can take the parts off of them to use them. We had a 3D printer, we could just make one of the knives.
At some point, this will be the option for you when it gets to be cheap enough, you know, for you to think that it makes sense. But it's incredible to watch because you can anything, and it just drops the mold, and it goes. Yeah. Now, they're even talking about 3D printers for food, so they would, I guess, have food
perfect.
Product in there if you design something.
Monsanto will be right on top of that.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they'll try to control it as well. 888-302-3684. All right, Todd's in Florida, wants to talk about the gun control ban or the possibility of a ban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Todd, the floor is yours, as it were. This is a virtual floor, though.
Okay, good morning, Doug. How you doing out there?
Well, we're fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That doesn't work right now, but I heard your story this morning about the new gun law that Congress is passing or renewing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a redundant law. Let's go back, let's step back in time a little bit. 25 years ago, the first plastic gun bill to talk about was passed because of the Glock pistol. The powers that be in Congress thought the Glock could not be seen through a metal detector airport, which was completely false, considering about 80% of the gun is all metal in the Glock pistol. Secondly, the bill that they just extended now, the plastic bill, even though you can make a plastic gun that will fire, the bill is redundant because the 1968 Gun Control Act that was passed states on the Colorado Farm that every weapon manufactured in the United States must have a metal barrel and a metal trigger mechanism. And the reason I know this, I've been a federal firearms dealer for years and years now, held a license for years for this.
All right, so what's the problem with the bill and it being renewed?
It's really no, it's another redundant bill because it was already a law on the books, the 1968 Gun Control Act, that states that every gun manufactured, that would include 3D guns, have to have a metal barrel.
Let me probe a little further with this with you, though, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
You said you were a dealer.
Right.
What sort of, in terms of not necessarily getting it through an X-ray machine, but just in general, the value of a plastic gun in the marketplace. How many can you sell a lot of these if you can get a hold of them?
Well, it's actually, yes, you could. There's probably a big seller because there's actually a company manufacturing guns for sale with 3D printed plastic guns from a company from Texas that's doing that. But again, they're putting metal blocks and metal trigger mechanisms and barrels in them. But actually,
so it'll comply with this new law or the old law.
Comply with the 1968 Gun Control Act, yes, and to comply with the new law, which they
Do you have a problem with that, with having a gun that has to have metal, some metal component to it? Do you have a problem?
No, I have no problem at all with that. I don't have any problem with that. I don't see any reason to have a problem with that. Because
so the only thing that you're concerned, if I hear you correct, the only thing you're concerned about is the fact that the bill is redundant, there's already something on the books. But you know as well as I do that these guys, when they want to make a point, most people don't know what's on the book. I mean, consider how many millions of laws have been passed in this country.
And nobody knows.
Came in. And nobody knows what the laws are. Nobody pays attention. Even the law enforcement people.
The law is crazy.
Yeah, so what they do is they pass another one so that everybody, wow, look at the great work these guys are doing. And it takes persons like you, people like you, who know that there is, you know, a certain anachronistic foolishness to this, that just when you swallow the idea of having another law, we have so many laws that aren't enforced now, why add another one? And it's purely for political purposes, for puffery, and so they go back to their concern. Look at what we're doing to protect you. And some guy like you stands up and said, But Senator, these laws are already on the books. And the senator goes, next question.
What? We don't need more law?
All right. Okay, Todd, good point. Thanks for making it. 888-302-3684. 16 after on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Picture this. Christmas morning, family's gathered. You take one sip of peppermint tea when someone grabs a camera. Blah! Run, run, Rudolph! You're in your son's t-shirt and huge sweats. Unless you put me on your list. Simply Vera, Vera Wang pajamas and loungewear. I'm cozy, pretty, and family photo appropriate. Problem solving PJs in the house!
Something missing from your list, like Simply Vera, Vera Wang, or Chap sleepwear? Come to Kohl's Christmas list sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
We were talking about the bill that was passed first in the 80s to ban plastic guns. In the 80s, there were two defining moments in sports, too. The 86 World Series and the Buffalo Wild Wings 82 pepperoni pockets with cheese and pepperoni wrapped in pizza dough. Try this throwback today along with their Hog Mild to Wild fries at Buffalo Wild Wings. They have wings, beer, and sports. Speaking of sports and bans and all that good stuff, the NFL and their ban on the ad for the gun dealer. How's that working for them?
It's working great for the gun.
Working great for the gun manufacturer.
Everybody's been playing
that's
it.
My God, isn't that amazing? Okay, the 2020 News Quiz question focusing on Onyango Obama. Why is Onyango
Obama? It's American like apple pie.
Obama. Why is... Oh, yeah, and what town does he live in? Is a special connection. That's why I asked that.
Okay, so who is he and what town does he live in?
888-302-3684.
Onyango.
More importantly, why is he in the news this week? Onyango Obama. He's been in the news before. Why is he in the news again? 888-302-3684. Onyango. No, we love saying that. Onyango Obama. All right.
His middle name's Okech, so he's triple O's, actually.
Onyango Okech Obama.
Yeah.
Triple 8 302 3684.
Initial here.
Okay, all right.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Figure out whether the X Factor contestants are better than The View or vice versa, as we have the first part of the X Factor from last night. That's the Simon Cowell show. This is a group called Restless Road, which I think is one of Simon's groups. Is it not, Jennifer? Are you sticking to this? You
keep and this is interesting.
How so?
Is this Red by Taylor Swift that they're singing?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So why do you make that observation with a question
mark? Because it barely sounded like it, and so I was like, is this Ed by Taylor Swift?
All right, crank it up a little, see if we can find more familiarity, Michael. You can hear it over the stupid screen with those 12-year-old girls there. We're getting those lights, trying to know somebody I never met. This is a screaming kid.
Arrangement. I don't think I love it, but I think it's an interesting arrangement of the song.
All right, so what is the song about? Which one of her boyfriends is this about?
I think this is the Jake Gyllenhaal album. I believe most of the songs on Red are about Jake.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure. I wasn't there.
Simon liked his group and their performance, so that was good. X Factor on Good Day, 25 after the hour. The only X Factor from the late night shows was Conan O'Brien. He's the only one live last night, so here he is with a little joke about one of our favorite punching bags.
Obamacare, still struggling to get off the ground. You're aware of that, right? This has been a struggle. Yes, yes. Experts say now that the success or failure of Obamacare will depend on whether or not young people sign up. Which is why, as of today, Obamacare covers medical marijuana. They just made that announcement.
There's an idea, actually.
Yeah, there is an idea, right. 888-302-3684. Okay, Wendy Williams, one of my favorite daytime talk hosts, because she's really good at answering audience members' questions about various issues. Here she talks to one of her viewers in the audience about parenting. This woman's child seems to be out of control. Here's Wendy's advice.
I have a 17-year-old son. He's a high school senior. Great kid. Although he's a great kid, kids can be kids. So I'm the bad cop mom, and my husband is very passive in parenting. So I'd like to find out how I can not be too prying with my son, but not let him get away with murder.
Well, he's already gotten away with a lot at 17. So you'll have to subtly change your parenting style to be a little bit more, you know, in your face. If one parent is going to be permissive and passive, and 17
is a
very...
I signed off also.
You signed off.
I let my husband do the parenting, and he talked to him hopefully about all the boy stuff. My biggest issue is I don't want him to be young and, you know, making poor decisions as far as girls are concerned.
Getting somebody pregnant.
I'm not worried about, like, drinking. And that's my concern, honestly.
Getting somebody pregnant.
Yeah, because he's girl crazy, and he's a very handsome young man. So my concern...
Continue conversation with him. You know, step up your conversation. And there's nothing prying. As long as you say it and don't laugh, there's nothing prying about a mother's conversation with her kids. I find that some of the most ridiculous things my son and I talk about, but as long as I don't laugh... You know, then he will continue talking, even though I want to laugh or, you know, smack him in the head. Yeah. So you don't have to ask your husband's permission to step up and figure out what's going on with your son.
Yeah, yeah, I've always wondered about that. Mm-hmm. Parents who don't agree with each other about how to raise children. How'd you get married in the first place?
Yeah, you got to have that nailed down.
How do you not
first.
Know what each other is going to say or do? Another example of people not being prepared for marriage. Mr. Bashir announced his resignation yesterday, and already, Jennifer, there are Twitter posts to try to get him back. Petitions, Kenny, right? To try to get Bashir back to MSNBC? Hello?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's all over Twitter.
He resigned. He wasn't fired.
Well, he was told, you know, either resign or get fired.
Yeah, I think it almost would have looked better for MSNBC to hack him.
Yeah, well, they don't have the courage to do that. Like the last mother who just was on with Wendy Williams. Okay, we have a 2020 News Quiz question. We're looking for the identity of Oyango Obama. We kind of know who he is, but why is he in the news this week? 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Extreme, way out there sports are impressive, but the grueling testing of E15 by the U.S. Department of Energy is in a league all its own. E15, or 15% ethanol blended fuel, has undergone the most robust and rigorous fuel testing done to date. For example, in a Department of Energy study, a subset of 86 vehicles driven more than 6 million miles, that's the equivalent of 12 round trips to the moon, on test tracks and dynamometers were torn down and inspected. Result? No discernible difference in engine wear between test fuels in vehicles made in model years 2001 and later, as approved by the EPA. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line.
Now 33 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and you, most importantly, discussing some of the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. We address the issues with some facts. Hopefully there are a few facts, and then it goes where it goes. I'm traveling across the country, driving a vehicle from Tucson, where I started yesterday, and it was 84 degrees when I left Tucson. I am in a community about an hour west of Amarillo, and it is now 24 degrees here. So in one day, I went 648 miles, I think. And how many do we have? Lost 60 degrees in temperature. And I'm in front of a storm and behind a storm. Mm-hmm. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
You stay right there in this sweet
I can
spot.
Create the eye as
the good day
keep
bubble.
Moving. Yeah, right, exactly. Let's hope that the bubble
it's
continues.
It's really funny because everybody across the country will laugh at all of us. It's they're doing winter storm warnings in Los Angeles, freeze warnings.
Really?
Because it's going to get to be like, I don't know, a high of 50 one of the days. Like, when the high is 50, that's really cold for Los Angeles, and people start to get crazy and pull out their UGG boots and hats. And
well, they did. Yesterday in Tucson, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
When I did the program from the studios of The Truth, and as I was listening to them and their weather forecasts, because they're connected to a television station there as well, it was very interesting to listen to people talk about it being cold there, and cold for them, as you just suggested, with 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where I am now is cold. I said last night, I was on the phone, talking to a friend, and it was cold. I was dressed for cold weather. I mean, for warm weather, and it was cold. So now I'm dressed for something different. Roberto will be happy to have my corduroys with me. So I'm going to be
set. Be all toasty warm.
I'll be better shape than you could possibly imagine. 888-302-3684. All right, before we get back to some of the news of the day. Well, this is about the news. The 2020 News Quiz question is always about the news of the day. And I've asked for Onyango Obama, who is the president's uncle, to be more clearly defined. What is there about him that we need to know? Why is he in the news, et cetera? Jesse's listening in Hickory, North Carolina, to one of the longest-standing Good Day affiliates. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning.
Morning to you.
Morning.
So why is Onyango Obama in the news?
Well, because he's supposed to have left the country years ago, and he's still here, and he's the president's uncle.
Well, that's
about right.
That's a cursory explanation of what's going on. Yeah, his Kenyan-born uncle has remained in the United States, even though he was deported. So, and what is there? When you connect, you are connected, and when you are connected, you can do things that others could not. How many people have been deported and had the same rendering or reckoning that was aimed at them, and they couldn't stay, but this guy could, obviously because of his connections. So yesterday, Judge Leonard Shapiro made a decision to allow Mr. Obama, who ignored the deportation order, and by the way, this has been, he was ordered deported about 20 years ago, and he was ordered deported, I think, earlier this year when he was arrested for drunk driving in Framingham.
That'll do it.
He lives in Framingham.
He's your neighbor.
He's not my neighbor, but he's...
You know,
he's
I think
town.
I should task you with something for the show, Dougie.
Yeah, okay, Jennifer.
I think
yeah.
you need to go befriend Onyango.
Really? I don't know where he lives. You know, the people on my side of town don't mix with the people on the other side of town.
Well, so, you know what? Just this once, I'm sure it'll be okay.
All right, anyway. So, Onyango Obama was not deported. And he was given permission to stay now in the United States by Judge Leonard Shapiro. As a matter of fact, Mr. Obama testified that he'd lived in the United States for 50 years, had been a hard worker, paid income tax, had been arrested only once, and that was when he was drunk and he ran into a police car in Framingham. Testified he came to the U.S. from Kenya in 1963 and has not been back to Kenya since then. His status did not become public until the arrest for drunken driving. The White House said it expected the case to be handled like any other immigration case. Of course. Right. All right, so that's the story. Jesse did a good job. If you'll hold on just a second. Well, by the way, I'm just curious, what's the weather like in Hickory today? What's
It's light rain, and it's fairly warm.
Yeah, I think you're getting the tail end of the storm. What's it called? What's the storm's name, Jennifer? You said there was a name for the storm.
Oh, no, I don't think I did.
Who did that? Kenny, you said there was a name? I heard a name. Somebody had a name. Michael, did you use a name?
Yeah, this is a different storm, though.
Oh, another storm. Okay.
Yeah, this one's going from Texas up to Ohio.
Right. All right, so anyway, Jesse, you're a good man. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. 888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of the president, he addressed the issue of income inequality yesterday in what was billed as a major economic speech. He said the combined trends of increased inequality and decreasing mobility pose a fundamental threat to the American dream, our way of life, and what we stand for around the globe. He proposed a series of course, new laws and policies to correct the problems. Among his proposals, higher minimum wage. Isn't the strike for the fast food workers scheduled for today, this next round of strikes, against fast food chains?
I believe so. You got to be careful. You may have a delay when you're going through the drive-through, Dougie.
Yeah. Come on. Will you please with this? It's just more of the same foolishness. You know, it's very interesting. If you want to examine the union movement in this country, this may be a unique perspective, but I'm going to drop it on you anyway. Yesterday we were talking about Detroit declaring bankruptcy and what that means. The reason Detroit, we didn't say this yesterday, the reason Detroit is bankrupt is because of the union movement. The union movement, which was swell in its inception for all the people that worked in
something.
Right. Now, what it means is, and you can see it in government, you can see it in government all over the place. All over the place in government.
And you don't need a union to sue anymore, by the way. I mean, everybody can sue for themselves.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is that the United States is racked now because we have these pension deals that we can't afford, whether it's public or private. And so all these companies have declared bankruptcy. The city of Detroit has declared bankruptcy because it can't meet its obligations. And that's because there are not taxes coming in to pay the bills, and there aren't taxes coming in because people are moving out, because people can't find jobs in Detroit, because the union movement has cooked the possibilities of being able to stay in large scale in Detroit. The union guys at $29 an hour making cars don't stack up against those who work in the right to work states in the South, where they can they're happy to work for $15, $16, $17, $18 an hour to build the same cars. So that's why Detroit is bankrupt. That's why the idea of a minimum wage is bankrupt, and that's why people who are trying to get, and now the unions, because they can't, you know, they're really behind a lot of skilled workers anymore. They have to, in order to exist, they got to do fast food workers. I'm not looking down my nose at fast food workers, but there's a long way from people making whatever they do, $10 an hour, if you want to use that as a reasonable wage for working in one of these fast food restaurants. That's a long way to $29 from there. But what some of the people, a lot of the people that are there are illegals. A lot of the people that are there don't speak English. We all know that. I mean, going to one of these fast food restaurants, especially in this part of the country where I am, Arizona and New Mexico and Texas, they're barely able to speak English. So, in fact, why do they deserve? I asked that question. Why do they deserve getting the minimum wage? I just think. Why is there a minimum wage?
Exactly. I think we should just dump it. I mean, fair markets should dictate what people are earning. Yes.
It's frustrating. Okay. Also, there was a new poll out yesterday revealing that most of the millennials, the young people to whom the health care law was aimed, supposedly, the poll suggested about 20% of young Americans defined as millennials between 18 and 29 years of age plan to sign up for Obamacare. So that was the main thrust, to give younger people access to health care.
And the young ones have to be in on it to pay for the old ones that are in on it.
I guess that's what
they want. The reason that they're marketing it to young people is that they need those people to sign up to cover the bulk of the cost.
Yeah. In a moment, our Christmas star of the day, who is Kanisha Kay, will join us here on Good Day. It all rhymes. Cool.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through Blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Thinking about the perfect gift for the movie or TV lover on your shopping list? Skip the DVDs. Today's entertainment fans enjoy movies and TV shows when they want and where they want. Whether it's on a phone, laptop, or big screen TV, that's where MGo comes in. MGo is the new entertainment service that makes it simple to get all your favorite movies and shows on your favorite devices. And MGo gift cards, now available at select Kroger and Safeway supermarkets, let you choose the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Choose gift cards for new movies like The Heat, The Wolverine, The Smurfs 2, and more. It's the perfect way to give a digital movie that was specially chosen by you. MGo offers a huge selection of movies and TV shows, and delivers new releases before anyone else, months before Netflix. And with no monthly fees, it's the easiest way to get all the best entertainment instantly. For more on MGo gift cards, visit MGo.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Come on and lead me on. Come on and teach me all that I love. Loving you, I know it's right. I'll never teach you, I'll never leave you.
Quite like this.
Yeah.
As you know, music is an important part of our culture, our heritage, and I'm happy to spend as much time as I can, even though this is not a music show, obviously, but music is part of culture and our environment is important, especially this time of year. So we have, during this part of the program, as many days as we can, almost every day of the week, between now and Christmas, we're going to have a Christmas Star of the Day, and we are happy to meet Kanisha. Kanisha Kay is a 20-year-old singer. We've been specializing in younger singers this week. This is one of the first songs recorded by Kanisha. Not a Christmas song, obviously. It's the cover of that song by Maxine Nightingale back in the 70s, Lead Me On. But very nicely done, Kanisha. Congratulations. Very good job.
Thank you so much.
All right, so you're from Michigan, eh? Did you hear me talking about Detroit going bankrupt?
No, I didn't hear that one.
That's all right. You probably didn't miss much. You and your family are all kind of musically oriented, are they not?
Yes, definitely.
What brought you around to thinking that you could sing? Did you used to sing by yourself? Did somebody hear you singing? What made you a star at this age?
Well, my mom actually heard me singing around 8th grade, and I was just singing in my room to, you know, a CD of Alicia Keys, and she came upstairs and was, like, confused, because I never pursued singing. I never really wanted to. I always played other instruments. So she asked me, was that you singing in there? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, I think you should try singing. Like, let's get you into some sort of lesson or something like that, because that was really good. And I'm just kind of, you know, sitting there like, what are you talking about, you know? But then I took a couple vocal lessons and from a friend of ours, and it just was kind of stuck. So that ninth grade year, I joined choir in high school, and that's kind of where it went from there.
Good for you. Let's listen to a piece of the Christmas album. I Found Love Just in Time for Christmas is a Christmas single, which is the most added song on AC, adult contemporary radio stations across the country. So for that, you are to be congratulated.
Thank you so much.
Let's listen to a piece of this, Michael.
I found love just in time for Christmas. What a lovely Christmas. Spending it with you. I found love just in time for Christmas.
So you got this recorded at the Capitol Records studio where Frank Sinatra, the Beach Boys, lots of big stars. You wanted to use that same studio. How did it feel? Did you pinch yourself when you were in there?
Most definitely. It was, like, so surreal, and it just did not feel like, you know, I'm young, so it didn't feel like I was supposed to be there. But, you know, actually being there was so much inspiration for me that it was just, it surprisingly was comforting being there with all the people I was with, because they were all so nice and so helpful to me. So after a while, you know, it was just really cool, and I just enjoyed the experience and, you know, did the best that I could. So it was really, really cool.
Where does all this go for you, Kanisha?
Well, I'm just hoping that, you know, I can do well in the industry. I really love singing, and I hope that, you know, this is the right path for me, because I enjoy it so much.
So you have been supported by some people who have figured that you're going places. If I understand correctly, your debut album has a lot of session players in it that are pretty high on the list of important singers. Bob Seger, Jackson Brown, Warren Zevon, James Taylor working on this with you. Is that right?
Definitely. They were all there, which was so crazy. I mean, they would come in or they would send us tracks or whatever it was, but Robin Robbins was my producer on my self-titled album, and he had those relationships, so he kind of just would sit down with me and say, you know, it would be really cool for this part, and he would say a name, and I'd just be like, are you serious? Like, that's a possibility? So it was really fun and really crazy, you know, for me, and a couple of them, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of young, so I had to look them up, but once I saw it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Right. Who are these people? All right, so let's finish our conversation by listening to another single from this debut album that we started with Lead Me On. This is My Another Day. And again, this is something that not only the Christmas music is a good focus, but also encouraging new young artists is part of what I like to do here. So if you want to check out her music, go to KanishaKMusic.com, KanishaKMusic.com. Kanisha, congratulations. Merry Christmas. Good work. Keep it up. 51 after on Good Day.
My another day. Never thought I'd be here after the hopeless tears smiling.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health. And this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The emergency calls that many of us find too disturbing to listen to, but they do show the heroism of that tragic day. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, fought the release of the 911 calls made on that fateful day, but a judge ordered those calls to be unsealed, and they were yesterday. No excerpt of those calls will be heard here. We can only imagine how difficult this is for the families of the victims. Mark Barton, who lost his son, Daniel, at Sandy Hook, reacts to the release of the tapes.
Well, I just think that, you know, there's very little, if any, good that can come from that, but the damage is going to be, you know, tremendous. It's going to re-traumatize people. My children, I hope they never have to hear it. I hope I never have to hear it.
Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says he has listened to the 911 recordings and that they show people stepping up to protect others during moments of horror.
What strikes me is how heroic some of the efforts inside the school were by educators, administrators, by janitor. It was really quite extraordinary.
Meanwhile, Sandy Hook Promise, the grassroots group formed after the shooting, has begun a new initiative called Parent Together, which Mark Barton is involved with. The group is renewing its effort to engage in a dialogue about preventing gun violence with a goal of signing up 500,000 people by December 14th, the one-year anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday
Matthews, and remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for Men.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow dropping 25 points, closing at 15,890. S&P closed down 2 points. NASDAQ up almost a point. This will be a familiar sound for millions of people across the country. Scraping ice from a windshield. Parts of Texas and Arkansas getting hit with ice storms as an Arctic blast brings frigid temperatures to much of the country. An ice warning in effect for areas that include southwest Arkansas, northeast Texas, parts of Louisiana, and Oklahoma. Ice could lead to power outages in Dallas. Denver dealing with the aftermath of almost a foot of snow. Chicago will see temperatures plummet from the mid-50s yesterday to a low of about 15 by tomorrow night. In the something new to worry about department, a cybersecurity company says nearly 2 million accounts on Facebook, Google, Twitter, Yahoo, and other social media sites have been hacked. TrustWave reporting the hackers stole more than 1.5 million website login credentials and 320,000 email account credentials. The hacking reportedly began in late October and may still be going on. The majority of passwords were from the Netherlands, followed by Thailand, Germany, Singapore, Indonesia, and the U.S. Closing notes, another big tree lighting last night, Rockefeller Center, New York City, lots of live musical performances, and then...
3, 2, 1!
Light that tree! The 76-foot-tall Norway spruce, which came from a Connecticut family in the town of Shelton, now all aglow with 45,000 lights and a 550-pound Swarovski star at the top. Speaking of lights, how many do you have hanging from your house? The folks at the Guinness Book of World Records say David and Janine Richards in Canberra, Australia, had set the new mark for lights on a residential property. They have a holiday display featuring 502,165 lights. Chances are you don't have even half that number, but even if it's just a few dozen, there are some things to keep in mind. Experts, such as professional installer Daryl Lee, say the biggest mistake is running too many strands of lights together. Also important, he says, is to inspect those lights before putting them up.
Look along the lines of strands, see if there's a break in the strand, if there's a fray. If there is, get rid of it.
Safety, of course, is a key. As for what happens after you put up all those lights, well, you remember the 12 pains of Christmas.
One light goes out, they all go out!
And keep a flashlight handy for when you inevitably blow a fuse. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Picture this. Christmas morning, family's gathered. You take one sip of peppermint tea when someone grabs a camera. Blah! Run, run, Rudolph! You're in your son's t-shirt and huge sweats. Unless you put me on your list. Simply Vera, Vera Wang pajamas and loungewear. I'm cozy, pretty, and family photo appropriate.
Problem solving PJs in the house!
Something missing from your list, like Simply Vera, Vera Wang, or Chap sleepwear? Come to Kohl's Christmas list sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.